Chicago, 2011. A cop is murdered. Police and prosecutors swear they have the trigger man. He swears he didn't do it. How far will each side go to prove they're right?
Like it's just one bombshell after another, you know, where you're like, what?
The story of a PlayStation, a brain-eating amoeba, and the relentless pursuit of justice. Off Duty, out now. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Some Illinois parents and student athletes are continuing to pressure the state to reverse its decision to push many fall high school sports to next spring or summer. About 500 students and parents attended a rally in southwest suburban McCook yesterday. WBEZ's Kate McGee reports.
High schoolers and their families gathered in the parking lot at the McCook Sports Complex yesterday morning, wearing school athletic gear, chanting, and holding signs that said, "Bring back sports and flip on the Friday night lights."
Let us play! Let us play!
And they listened as parents like Dave Ruggles expressed anger that neighboring states like Michigan and Indiana have resumed fall sports amid the pandemic, while Illinois pushed back seasons for high contact sports like football and soccer.
Why theorize when we can simply look at others who had the guts to advocate for the kids and have shown they can get it done?
Many high school seniors say without a fall season, it's much more difficult for colleges to watch them play, which could derail scholarship opportunities they've spent their whole lives working for. Take Kaylee Doms, a senior at Plainfield Central High School.
My mom has always said travel soccer was an investment for my college.
Between injuries and COVID-19, she's left with her freshman highlight reel to send to colleges for consideration. She says she's now competing for slots with students from other states who are able to play.
Whatever I get, I'm probably going to have to take, which is sad, but I had a lot of, like, dream schools and top schools that I was looking at, and right now they're just like, sorry, we can't do anything.
She says schools have told her they can hopefully come see her play in January if COVID-19 cases remain low enough.
January, like, that's so far away, and I wanted to be committed by the end of this, like, year, like 2020, and who knows how it'll be in January. It'll probably be worse.
Caleb Clousing, a senior at Wheaton Warrenville South, said he recently committed to Grand Valley State University in Michigan to play football next year.
Senior year, I might have gotten more offers or, like, different places I wanted to go, but not knowing, I just, like, wanted to commit to Grand Valley because, like, I knew I had that, and, like, the opportunity could go, and so I just wanted to take what I had.
Many students say they're still traveling to neighboring states with their private sports teams, a welcome bit of normalcy. While yesterday's rally was about sports, it had a political tinge, too. A few women were collecting signatures for a petition to recall the governor.
Nicole Prisker, if anybody wants to sign it.
And Ruggles, the parent who emceed the rally, criticized state leaders, saying they are arbitrarily deciding when people could gather during the pandemic.
We get it. The virus apparently doesn't infect protesters, looters, and people who go to four-day-long funerals for political figures. For those issues, it's too important to worry about the spread of the virus. But for the issues of educating our children and the things that are important to us, not so much.
The governor's office did not immediately respond to a request for comment. But for some students, politics weren't the issue. They just want time on the field, says Wabansee Valley High School senior Brian Grimaldo.
Playing as a team, it definitely brings joy. Being all together, you know, it's a sense of unity. And with just playing by yourself, training by yourself, it's just like you're lonely. And, you know, with all this going on, you know, it really brings you down to, like, do I even want to try anymore? Do I even want to play anymore? You know, I have no one to push me to be better.
Despite their anger, parents and students remain hopeful change is coming. Late last week, the Illinois High School Association sent a letter to the governor asking if he would give them the power to consider reinstating sports. If approved, it could mean more high school sports this fall in Illinois. Kate McGee, WBEZ News.